ionic bond. Now trends with oxygen. So group 1 plus oxygen will form a oxide. Now looking at the types of oxides then, Li2O, the oxygen that's present is O2 minus, so that's lithium oxide. With sodium, the reaction with oxygen proceeds to form a sodium oxide, but now that oxide is O2, and if we think about the charge on sodium, sodium's 1 plus, there's two of them, so that makes that unit over there effectively 2 plus, which means that the charge on the O2 must be 2 minus. So that's now called a peroxide. Anybody know the formula for the common hair bleach peroxide? Yeah, so you can see how it works. It's the same thing. It's an O2 2 minus unit on the inside, and there's 2H pluses, one at either end. So it's the same thing. The peroxide is simply O with a single bond to O. The next one, our superoxide. The difference here is if you look at the charge on metal, that metal now is sitting at 1 plus, which means the charge on the O2 must be 1 minus. So that's called superoxide. So the differences between the oxides through to the superoxides are simply due to the size of the counter ion, and the charge, you remember, is going to influence the size. So if you put 2 minus onto an O2, that's an extra electron, so it's a bit bigger than the superoxide, and clearly O2 minus is smaller. And it's also to do with the size of the actual cation itself. So all of the ions were smaller than the atoms, but cesium was much bigger than lithium. So in the solid state, what you're trying to do is pack then optimally the anion and the cation around it so they stack as best they can. So that's why there's a mixture of the different oxides found in nature. So in the case of these air packs that I talked about before them, you can see that what this oxide is then a potassium superoxide.